Norwegian Cruise Line's Norwegian Sun will complete her first season of cruises from Port Canaveral to Cuba early next week. After the short stint in Miami, the ship will reposition to South America for her fall and winter season. Port Canaveral was the Sun's first home port after a three-week renovation this past April. And Lighthouse Point in the Bahamas is safe from commercial development for now. Disney Cruise Line has showed interest in developing the 700-acre peninsula located at the southern tip of Eleuthera as a second cruise destination. In a meeting, the tourism minister said the government will not sanction the commercial development of the actual lighthouse site or the surrounding beach. Disney Cruise Line is only one of the several groups making proposals to acquire and develop the area. And finally, for the first time ever, a female cruise director and entertainment director duo will be bringing out a new Carnival ship. When Carnival Panorama debuts next year, six-year veteran Emma Nixon will be overseeing the ship as cruise director, and Brittany Boyd, who has been with the company for 8 years, will be in charge of activities as the ship's entertainment director. Carnival Panorama will debut on the West Coast in December 2019. And taking a look at the closing bell for Friday, Carnival Corporation closed at 61.49, down 9 cents. Norwegian Holdings closed at 53.61, up 29 cents. And Royal Caribbean closed at 122.58, down 33 cents. For more stories, visit cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.